Blog Talk Radio.
Won't find freedom
when some motherfucker tell you where you when you got to come and you got to go, you won't find freedom. You won't find freedom that way. And if you want freedom, as I did, when a motherfucker was telling me where to come and where to go, and then they start trumping up, you know, I'm a very intelligent person. Oh, my God. And my natal chart said I should have been a private detective. I'm like, oh, shit, nigga, I was. I had 3 kids. Oh, yeah. I was a private detective. That type of shit. And it also said that I should use my voice. You know, see, it's so beautiful. So my bro's supposed to be calling, talking about homosexuality, which, you know, we so busy caught up. See, it's not a choice. The only thing that may be a choice in science, see, I like science. See, I like science. You know, I'm talking from personal experience on this homosexuality shit, as well as learning it and studying it and being my love and what I want to know as far as psychology. Every aspect of psychology is my boo. So we could be talking about behavior psychology or technically biological psychology. And that's the shit that we haven't discussed yet. How, what happens in your brain? What chemicals, what opens up and closes when you take certain drugs? And see, and the thing I want to discuss the most is nicotine. These motherfuckers know this nicotine will get you hooked. They know it. It's science. It's fucking science. You know, I love America, but at some point, the land of the free and the brave, and we going to, you know, tomorrow we going to finish 13-4 because I was just riffing yesterday like I am today. These motherfuckers know that nicotine will get you addicted. Okay, they know it. They've known it even before they produced a fucking cigarette. Because in your brain, somehow, they could, because they know it. That's why they produce cigarettes, because they know how your brain works. They've been experimenting on niggas. You know, we gonna talk about that. Oh my God, you better think of niggas when it's when curing any or having a cure for whatever. You was picking and tucking and fucking with niggas to figure it out. You better wake up, Black America. Now they need you to win. We'll talk about that later. But your brain and drugs. Let's go back to nicotine, because that shit kills. Okay? There's a nicotine receptor in your brain. Okay? You automatically produce that shit. So when you smoke a cigarette, oh, those receptors is like you're getting high. Oh, I love it. I love it. It produces all these great old feelings. And so you can't stop. It makes you addicted because it activates the receptors that you already have in your brain. And so the shit in nicotine says, oh, let me flood your brain with all of this shit. The nicotine receptors open up, and it's like shit, when's a nigga have a cigarette? After you doing some good drugs, after you having sex, after you having a drink, it produces that good euphoria type of feeling. But that's only because you have the fucking receptor already in your brain, ready to, and if they didn't give you the cigarette, the motherfucker wouldn't activate, and you wouldn't be addicted to it. So you addicted to it because your brain says, oh, I need that shit. I'm already here. Open me up, goddammit. Go get that $20 fucking pack. My ex-wife, mostly, I'm like, bitch, that's the one thing I will not buy, okay? I don't smoke cigarettes, okay? And if you want to smoke, you go way over there. And you better not come back smelling like shit. Because they smell like shit, I can't breathe, and they kill you. America knows it because they know how your fucking brain works. On the good end of that, they know how to stop you from doing shit, how to stop being OCD and how to stop doing whatever, because they know how your brain works. And so they give you these drugs, ONA inhibitors, all that shit, use OB whatever inhibitors. Well, that stops those receptors from opening so your ass don't act crazy. It's beautiful. Your body is beautiful. The way it works is beautiful. But the way it's manipulated, too, is scary. All right? So my bro ain't called. So all that homosexual shit, it's not a choice. Okay, so there's certain things that I wanted to go over before anybody does call. Okay, so like, oh, you hate white people. Because on Facebook, you know, it's not that I hate white people. I actually have an enormous amount of, I'm like Donald Trump. I can't hate Jewish people. I got them in my family. Come on, bro. No, I don't hate anybody. I just love black people. And I love fairness, and I love equality, and I hate when people are mistreated unnecessarily, and I hate people being dumb, and I hate people being unaware. And so, no, it's not that I hate anybody. I can't hate. I'm like Nancy. I was born a Catholic. We don't hate. Don't give me that. Don't come at me. Yeah. I can dislike you. And see, I got my prejudice and all of that stuff. So we're going to wrap up a lot of stuff tonight in our 18 minutes we got left because my bro ain't called. So I'm not messing with him. Okay, so there are certain announcements because tomorrow at 9, I have a show. I'm going to be talking about the nonprofit organization. See, now, and this is a good little time since he hasn't called. Okay, so as a black person, you know, not many of us are in a position to do a lot. But those of us that are should. Because we just, if we do it well, then we owe it to to our own people that are not doing well. Because I look at the statistics and I look at everything. And you know what? Black people are blamed a lot about their condition based on things that they have absolutely no control over, you know? That's like wondering why a kid don't have no money. Well, I ain't old enough to get a job. You know, black people have been, and we'll go over it in Black History Month. You know, that's bullshit. It's going to be Black History Day every day. We'll talk about all of that stuff, and I'm going to try to talk about things that you don't ordinarily see, okay? But understand, and I'm everywhere, but understand, Dr. Martin Luther King got killed because he understood, you know, giving us equal rights didn't really help us. Giving us equal rights or the ability to be equal or whatever, or sit at the counter or go to the bathroom or whatever, it really didn't help us if our money wasn't equal. And so that's why they did the little Poor People's Campaign, right? And one of my bros here today has that, you know, up and going again, the Poor People's Campaign. And so what I feel as an individual and what my heart is, I already know, it's just a matter of time. And see, I've evolved over these past couple of years where I had to get my heart broken by the people that I love the most. And so that let me know, oh, I got to stop fucking with you. Because it does mean absolutely no good. So at some point, the people you love the most, if that's you and that's your life and God's ready for you to go on and you've been pussyfooting and shit like me where I've had a whole life. I've had a failing nonprofit organization now for about 25 years trying to help niggas because I can't get niggas to want to help themselves. And so here we go again. And so now that I've been in business, SF Johnson Consulting and Construction Services, for 10 years, after getting fired for running my mouth, that's it, you just being a nigga, getting fired for not being a subservient-ass nigga. That's why I got fired. Not because I didn't know my job or that I was a terrible claims adjuster. I've been a claims adjuster for 10 fucking years. I was making $60,000 fucking dollars a year. I could go anywhere I wanted to. No, I got fired because I was a nigga that wouldn't be a housemix. And so every review, I'm like, well, I'm smart enough to look at the criteria. You showing us all the adjusters' reviews. Well, think about it. And that was where they knew, oh, this bitch is smart. We just going to fire you. We going to come in. We know you come in at 6. We going to come in at 6:15 before everybody comes, give you a check, bitch, and you got to be gone. So in claims adjusting, they got 15 claims adjusters. Well, they look at certain criteria, and if you hit that mark, you get an A, a B, a C, and a D, or whatever. Okay, well, with the majority of claims adjusters, they're looking at 10 things. They miss one, they get a 90. Okay, that's passing. Oh, no, with this nigga, they look at same thing, two things. Stacy missed one. What Stacy get? Stacy get a 50. I'm like, well, wait. You look at Melissa. You looking at shit 10 things on Melissa shit, but you looking only at two. So how is that? That's the way they come up with a nigger rule. And then 6 months later, because it's hard to fire claims adjuster, baby. It takes you about a year. So they trump up some shit. Then they got to do your review and trump that up. Trump, right? And then nigga, you're fired. Here's your money. And you know what? How I knew that, okay, this is God, and it never happened before in my life. I started getting unemployment, and I didn't even fucking apply for it. So they had me out along. That was the plan. And I got fired the day after Karen came back from vacation. So sometimes God has a plan. I never look back. I never was sad. I was like, how much is this check? Let's see. How many car notes will that pay before they start calling me? And I lost everything 10 years ago, and I didn't give a fuck. Because the spirit of who you are is who you are, because obviously God had another plan for me. And so today, I do miraculous things that if I ask somebody else to do, they'd be like, bitch, you must be crazy. And I'm like, yeah, it's my crazy is called faith. You know, my crazy is called faith. I stay free. I only stay free, and I stay worry-free, and I worry sometimes, and then God say, bitch, why are you worrying? What are you doing? Look at, this is your 10th year being free. Why do you worry? What the fuck is wrong with you? And I think, you know what, God, I'm so sorry. Because sometimes I do, because I'm human. But then I get my shit together. Because I understand that, you know, we are humans brought to this earth for a particular purpose. You know, but things are about to change. Let me tell you, 2020, things are about to change a lot. Mark my words, and I'll put 100 on it any time. But what you got to understand as an individual, we got to start worrying about ourselves and loving ourselves. And so now, me, I hear everybody on Facebook, they complain and shit. And the only thing that I can do as a person is to not complain, or if I'm going to complain, I'm going to make sure I bring something to the table to solve the problem. And so that's why I'm talking to a lot of people, and like 2020 is the time where I'm going to reach out, because I know construction, and long story short, they're all white, or they're all Hispanic, and they're old, or they're illegal. It used to be all African Americans. All of the trade shit is gone, and I have the ability to reach out to people that are interested, and with the knowledge that I have as an individual, try to build some kind of training program where I could teach all the kids all the different trades. So if you want to work out in the field, I got people, black people that are contractors that will teach you hands-on, or you work with me and work in be a house nigga and work with me, and I teach you what we need to know on the computer and the things that I've done for 10 years. So I don't just sit and complain. I just take what God's given me, and I know that was probably the plan he had all along, and now we're doing it because I've been a single mom, so provider, thinking, you know, I've been everybody's everything, and it took these many years for me to save like that. So 2020 is going to be a good year. That's why I'm back talking here. I thank you guys so much for listening. But there is a purpose. So tomorrow at 9 o'clock, I'll have a show at 9 and not at 8, and it'll be talking about the nonprofit and what I'm trying to do with that. And at this point, you know what? I'm just trying to reach out to African Americans and say, look, you already know our plight. Here's some statistics. I'll send it to you. You know, but I need you to help me make aware or make African Americans aware that this is an option for them if they so choose. And so, my bro, oh, and you, donating is an option. I'm a 501c3. You know, 501c3, go to sfjfamilyservices.org or com, and you can buy a t-shirt. I got them right here in my office. Send it right to you or just donate, because the goal is to junior high and high school underserved communities. I have an opportunity to send some knuckleheads to Pennsylvania to help build a development in the summer, where I'll be there as the house mom. Oh, it's going to be great. Just won't be no marijuana. That's the only thing. All right, so my bro is here. All right, so I'm going to connect with my bro. But, again, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to listen. We got about 8 minutes, bro. I'm going to give you 3, okay? So here we go. All right.
Peace and power, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I'm doing just fine.
Thank you for calling. I was worried about you. I'm like, where's my bro?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was, you know, had some things going on to wrap up. I'm sorry I got kind of late, but, you know, definitely getting to the point, Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So, you know how I feel about it. Let me hear how you feel, and then maybe somehow, some way, we could come to some happy medium about this whole homosexuality issue.
Right. You know, I saw, well, I'm a, you know, I know I was met with the situation of, you know, I think my wife and I, we were going into, you know, a health establishment, and inside some paperwork, you know, it basically said that, you know, that a person could not give blood or something to that degree if they were actually in a homosexual relationship. So I think with our people, not being the only thing, I'm a boy, I'm a man, right? And
right.
I think it's very important that we discuss the full parameters of homosexuality. Just as I came up in a gang, right? Came up in
right.
a gang, I was packing guns at like in the ninth grade, right? And there are some
right.
pros and cons of having a gun or a weapon. But I would never ensure in no shape, no form, ever promote that, you know, especially to these children that, you know, they a lot of times they come from broken homes. So I'm just
right.
saying, with any type of, regardless of how much we like it, I don't care if you like pimping, if you like stripping, right now our people, black folk, black families, are at the bottom of the list. Our families need to know, our children need to know the adequate and appropriate behaviors for young men conducting themselves, young boys conducting themselves, to know how to go out here and respect young women. I've seen some of these homosexual boys go back and they think they're a woman. And I've seen them fight against girls or women. You know, this is not all the time. But I'm just saying,
right,
when we
right,
as boys,
right.
or rather than standing to or standing on our post, when we already don't have men, you know, men are getting locked up, we're getting killed, we're killing each other, white men. Right. It's high time for men not to play with their gender responsibilities and their duties. It's high time for us to facilitate and accommodate the roles of men in the community, in our families, brothers, uncles. That means when somebody looks at us as a man, they can count on us to do man-like things. You understand? And
okay.
I think it's a
okay.
thing right now where we've gotten things distorted, and we think it's okay to be everything except for who we were created, the image in which we're created in. And
okay.
Because so
all
many
right.
times.
Uh-huh. I got to stop you right there, okay? So, and you know, you call every night, we talk about the same thing. But, all right, but I understand where you're coming from, okay? Because I'm in California, the most liberal state in, maybe New York probably is, too. But I have clients all over the country, in the South, a lot. We talk about God, we talk about the Bible. My only point is this, okay? And I got a lot of points. But my only point with homosexuality, yes, there are some out there, like you said, they just out there flamboyant, right? Just like, you got to say the same thing about transgender folks. You know, flamboyant. But the only thing I'm saying is, you know, just let people be people. And, I mean, that's just like, and what I'm saying is also is that, yeah, you got people out there that's playing the game of homosexuality, okay, for sure. But then you have people out there that they have no choice in their soul. There's just something about them that they just can't. You gotta agree with me that every homosexual in America is not doing this because it's just fun to do. You've got to agree with me. Who would choose that lifestyle to be killed and persecuted and who? That's like saying all crack is a choice. You know, it's not a choice for me. You know, I might get a little crack once, and let's not talk about the 80s, but as soon as my first Taco Bell check was gone, I was like, I ain't fucking with crack, and take all your money. If that homosexuality wasn't part of your gene makeup, and I've already talked about in the last show how they have given you proof. So, yeah, you got some dudes out there that just ain't got shit to do, and they think it's all cute, and making the homosexuals that are, you know, trying to just live a regular life, not being out there being stupid, you know, being persecuted, they making the regular ones look bad. But you got to agree with me that why would people choose that lifestyle just to be so persecuted and treated like shit and killed and hung and their genitals cut off and all of that? That's like you trying not to be black. You just can't do it. So it's up to us as a humanity, as a society, to say, hey, and me studying psychology, I already know. You got a million minds. You got a million different views on shit. And we all fucked up like we are today. Because every nigga out there is thinking, my view's right, fuck you, and here's that Bible verse. I got it in my own family. My two sons started fighting. Because the younger one started pulling out the Bible he just started reading yesterday. So, I'm going to have to end it there, bro. Think about what I said. Call me back tomorrow because we only got a minute. And I'm happy to say, starting Monday, I'm going to be on for an hour. That way we can't get cut off. And I love you and I thank you. Think about what I said. Because
I want you to kind of, you know, I know you gave me that small window of time, but I, as one of the main components, I know in my family, in my community, as being, you know, when black men are nowhere to be found, I am the one, so I can't speak.
When black men are nowhere to be found,
I'm not speaking about it. I'm
not
speaking.
Our problem.
Right, right.
But I know it is
a grave problem, even in Atlanta, Georgia.
Gotta go. I love you, bro.
It's a grave problem. We got to speak about it.
Gotta go.
That's all.
I'll call you tomorrow, or call me tomorrow, and let's continue the conversation. Okay,
if we could do so in an organic fashion, I'd be happy to do so.
What's organic? See, I don't know what that means. We organic right
real.
Now.
Real. We want to do it in a true fashion. That's all.
Now, look, like I said, Monday, I'll be here for an hour, but right now I got to go, bro. I love you. Call me tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow and in the morning, too.
I love you all.
Have a good night. And for my bro, I'm going to play Slow Rollout.
Oh, that's it.
That's it. That's for my bro. I appreciate everything you say. Bro, have a good night. Talk to you tomorrow.